You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I've noticed that the Democrats have an obsession of changing the subject. And what I'm talking about is the Orlando shootings. Early on in the shootings, we became aware that the shooter called 911 to make sure that they understood that he was an Islamic status. He's pledging his allegiance to the Islamic State. And that, in and of itself, is a key clue. It's an obvious clue that this gentleman is a radical Islamist. Yet we have a president who wants to distract the American people and make this an issue of gun control. No, it's not a gun control issue. It is a terrorist control issue. The focus should be on who and why these terrorists want to kill people that don't believe in their religion, which is Islam. Now, I covered that subject in some detail yesterday in the last two shows, and I'll probably cover it in Friday again to emphasize the point, because we have a president as well as Hillary Clinton and Democrats, most of them are far leftists, by the way, that want to change the subject away from terrorism and who's behind it, and blame who? First and foremost, the American people, by saying that we need more gun control. Guns aren't the problem. The people that do these shootings, some of the common denominators are, they're mentally ill, they're on drugs, or mentally ill and taking drugs, and their prescription causes them to go first commit homicides and usually commit suicide. That usually is where this ends. Typically, it's death by cop, because they've obviously, the police respond. They see that the person has killed people, and they try to kill the people or person that's doing the shooting. It's not a gun issue, and what I mean by that, a terrorist could use a bomb. He could use a knife. He could use a sword. There are a whole range of weapons that he could use. He could use a car. Whatever his weapon of choice is not the problem, because inanimate objects, whatever they are, don't move on their own accord. I'm not afraid of guns, and I'm not afraid of cars. What I'm afraid of is human beings with guns and cars that are trying to kill me, some intentionally and some accidentally. What the president is doing, and what Hillary Clinton is doing, and what the Democrats are doing are distracting you from the real problem, the real danger, the real threat, and it's not guns. Instead, they're trying to make the case, for example, that if you're on the no-fly list, you shouldn't be able to get a gun. I'm going to play two clips. I'm going to actually play several clips this show. One of them is an animation. And before I go on with that, I want to point out the way you listen to this show is go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops, pronkpops.wordpress.com. And if you go right under that, you have links to the most recent shows. And I'll probably have this show posted Saturday. I'm behind, a little bit behind. I keep getting behind and caught up. So bear with me. Let me play to one is an animation. And this a person goes into a gun store and tries to buy a gun.
Yeah, I'd like to exercise my right to keep and bear arms by purchasing a firearm.
Sorry, I can't sell you one.
Wait, am I in Massachusetts?
No, you didn't pass your background check.
This doesn't make any sense. I don't have a criminal record. Oh, not this guy again.
You're on the no-fly list, so you can't purchase a firearm.
Wait, so how did I get added to this no-fly list?
Can't tell you.
Okay, so how do I get off the list then?
Can't tell you that either.
So what can you tell me?
Well, we think you might at some point possibly think about doing something terrorist-related in the future, so we'll just add you to the list.
Wait, you mean me, this guy who walks around with this American flag, this pocket constitution, and pays his taxes?
Code red, we have a terrorist. Repeat, we have a terrorist. Or your name is similar to someone on the no-fly list. That would work too.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's get something straight here. If you want to strip a right from me, you need to follow due process.
Due process? Never heard of it.
You need to charge me, we need to go to court, and you lay out your case. Then my attorney lays out my side of the case. Then if a jury finds me not guilty, then I'm free and I get to go on my way. Or if the jury finds me guilty, only then it's proper to infringe upon someone's rights. But what you're doing is skipping the whole trial, but treating me as if I'm guilty anyway.
The terrorists hate your freedoms, so the only way we can protect your freedoms is by taking them away.
Wouldn't it make sense to look for the actual terrorists instead of harassing law-abiding people?
But then how would we disarm people like you?
A couple of points were raised in that clip, short clip. That's important. You have a right to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. And if the government wants to strip you of that right, it has to go to the court, show reasonable cause, and then they have to arrest you, indict you, and you go through a trial, so-called due process. And either they win, in other words, the evidence supports their assertions that you're engaged in criminal behavior, or it doesn't. The problem with the no-fly list is there are innocent, law-abiding people on that list. It's horrendous, the names that get on the list. Let me play a clip from now, real life, from a congressman, Tom McClintock, his experience with the no-fly list.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ever since the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, leftist politicians have called for more restrictions on gun ownership for Americans. These are the same politicians who have worked for years to open our nation to unprecedented and indiscriminate immigration from hotbeds of Islamic extremism. The most effective defense against an armed terrorist is an armed American. If one person in that room in San Bernardino had been able to return fire, many innocent lives would have been saved. But Californians are subject to the most restrictive gun laws in the country, making it very difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment right to defend themselves. And in a society denied its right of self-defense, the gunman is king. I repeat, the most effective defense against an armed terrorist is an armed American. Yet the president and his followers seek to increase the number of terrorists entering through porous borders and lax immigration laws, while at the same time seeking to decrease the number of armed Americans. Their latest ploy was announced by the president on Sunday and has been parroted by his congressional allies this week to the point of disrupting the work of the House. In the president's words, Congress should act to make sure no one on a no-fly list is able to buy a gun, possibly be the argument against that. Well, while serving in the California State Senate a decade ago, I discovered that suddenly I couldn't check in for a flight. When I asked why, I was told I was on this government list. The experience was absolutely Kafkaesque. My first reaction was to ask, well, why am I on that list? Well, we can't tell you. Well, what criteria do you use? That's classified. How do I get off that list? You can't. I soon discovered that another California state senator had been placed on that list. A few months later, U.S. Senator Edward Kennedy found himself on that list. I at least had the office of the Sergeant-at-Arms of the State Senate to work through, something an ordinary American would not. Even so, it took months working through that office with repeated petitions to the government to get my name removed from that list. And the farce of it all was this. I was advised in the meantime just to fly under my middle name, which I did without incident. In my case, it turns out it was a case of mistaken identity with an IRA activist the British government was mad at. This could happen to any American. And the fine point of it is this. During this administration, the IRS has been used extensively to harass and intimidate ordinary Americans for exercising their First Amendment rights. What the president proposes is that on the whim of any federal bureaucrat, an American can be denied their Second Amendment rights as well, with no opportunity to confront their accuser, contest the evidence, or avail themselves of any of their other due process rights under the Constitution. The concept that the left is seeking to instill in our law is that mere suspicion by a bureaucrat is sufficient to deny law-abiding American citizens their constitutional rights under the law. And given the left's demonstrated hostility to freedom of speech and due process of law, it's not hard to see where this is leading us. I'd support the president's proposal if it established a judicial process where an individual could only be placed on this list once he'd been accorded his constitutional rights, to be informed of the charges, to be given his day in court, to be accorded the right to confront his accuser and contest the evidence against him and submit himself to a decision by a jury of his peers. But that's the farthest thing from the left's agenda. The president's proposal would have done nothing to stop the carnage in San Bernardino, where the terrorists were not on any watch list. Indeed, one was admitted from Saudi Arabia after vetting that the president keeps assuring us is rigorous and thorough. And several of the guns used in this massacre weren't even acquired directly, but rather through a third party. Of course, the American people don't want terrorists to have guns. The American people don't want terrorists in our country in the first place. But the president's policies have left our nation's gate wide open while he seeks to take from Americans their means of self-defense. So I leave off as I began. The best defense against an armed terrorist is an armed American. That's what the Second Amendment is all about. It is an absolutely essential pillar of our security. Our Constitution is our best defense of all, and it must be defended against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I yield back.
I agree with the congressman. The best defense against terrorists as well as tyrants is well-armed American citizens, law-abiding citizens. You see, laws do not stop criminals. Criminals, by the very definition of a criminal, someone breaking the law, ignores the law. There is no law ever written that's going to stop crime, or for that matter, a terrorist act. You see, the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment in the Constitution for a very simple reason. They had recent experience with a British tyrant, a king, sending well-armed troops to break into American people's houses, searching without a warrant for guns. You see, the Second Amendment is not to protect your right to go hunting. It's to protect your rights against tyrants who want to take your rights away, such as the tyrant we have in the White House today, the President of the United States. Let me remind you that President Obama has to abide by the Constitution. His oath of office says very simply, and he's taken it twice, not once, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will do and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. He's betrayed that, our Constitution. Why? Article 2, Section 3 of the United States Constitution, pertaining to the President, says the President shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. What laws are not being faithfully executed? Are immigration laws. It was a problem under George W. Bush, and it's a problem under Barack Obama. What it has led to is millions of illegal aliens that should, by law, be deported remaining in the United States. And now we're encouraging people to apply under the refugee provisions of the law to immigrate into the United States. The problem there is the FBI has no way to verify the backgrounds of these people. We're talking people coming from Syria, Iraq, and other parts of the Middle East where terrorism is routine. So when you don't faithfully execute the laws of the land, take care to faithfully execute them, you have a problem. You have people coming into this country that have been radicalized by a religion called Islam. And then on a day like last Saturday, Sunday, even though they were born here of immigrants, they took the lives of 49 people. Obama is not wasting this crisis, this shooting. Every time we have a shooting, he goes after the law-abiding citizens, not the killers, not the terrorists, the law-abiding citizens, by trying to restrict our ability to arm ourselves, protect us against who? Tyrants. The President of the United States does not make law. That is the responsibility of Congress, both the Senate and the House. He's trying by various means to change the law. It's not his job. It's not his role. He is violating the Constitution, and the consequences we see. Now, let me continue. And I want to play a brief clip of Ted Cruz in the Senate.
As the facts have unfolded, it now indicates that the Orlando terrorist has pledged his allegiance to ISIS in the process of murdering 49 and wounding more than 50 at a nightclub. All of us, our hearts go out to those who were murdered, to the families of those who were victims and who are grieving. We stand in solidarity. We lift them up in prayer at this horrific act of terrorism. But it is also a time for action. We need a commander-in-chief who will speak the truth, who will address the enemy we face, who will unleash the full force and fury of the American military on defeating ISIS and defeating radical Islamic terrorism. In the wake of the attack, many of us predicted what would unfold. And it was sadly the same political tale we have seen over and over again. Many of us predicted that Democrats would, as a matter of rigid partisan ideology, refuse even to say the words radical Islamic terrorism. That they would suggest this attack was yet another isolated incident, one lone criminal not connected to any global ideology, not connected to any global jihad. And that even worse, they would try to use it as an excuse to go after the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. Madam President, I wish when we predicted that we had been proven incorrect. But this week played out all too predictably. Yesterday, we saw a political show on the Senate floor. Democrat after Democrat standing for hours, incensed, not at ISIS, incensed, not at radical Islamic terrorism, incensed that Americans have a right to keep and bear arms. This is political distraction. This is political gamesmanship. And I think the American people find it ridiculous that in response to an ISIS terror attack, the Democrats go on high dungeon that we've got to restrict the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. This is not a gun control issue. This is a terrorism issue. And it is nothing less than political gamesmanship for them to try to shift for their favorite hobby horse of taking away the Bill of Rights from law-abiding citizens. I have spent years defending the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and I, along with you, Madam President, along with a great many members of this chamber, are committed to defending the constitutional rights of every American. You don't defeat terrorism by taking away our guns. You defeat terrorism by using our guns. And this body should not be engaged in a political circus trying to restrict the Second Amendment. Instead, we should be focusing on the problem at hand. Why did we see yesterday's series of speeches? Because Senate Democrats have an election coming up in November. And they don't want to talk about the real issue. Let's talk about ISIS. Let's talk about radical Islamic terrorism. Let's talk about the failures of the last 7 years of this administration to keep this country safe.
That was Senator Ted Cruz, the junior senator from Texas. Ted Cruz is right. We should be talking, and that's why I am talking about the problem. The problem is radical Islamic terrorist jihadist, militant. They are people that are true believers in Islam, fundamentalist, that believe the American people, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, are the problem. And should they have the ability to kill them, they will. That's what they're about. That's what they believe, and they have a holy book to back them up. Am I saying all Muslims are radical Islamists? No, I'm not. Unfortunately, when you have over 1,600 million and where anywhere from 10, 20, 30%, and actually higher than this, believe that our Constitution and our laws should be replaced by Sharia law, and that's what they want, even American citizens that believe in Islam today, that is their goal. Sorry. If that's your goal, you're trying to overthrow the United States of America, and if you act upon that, which this shooter did, the full force of the law should come down on you. This is very much a terrorist issue. How to control, how to stop, how to eliminate the threat to the American people from radical Islam. It is not a gun control issue. No law, no change to existing law will stop these terrorists. They are exactly like criminals that break the law. Laws, pieces of paper with ink on them, will not stop criminals, will not stop terrorists. It's only police, our military forces, and yes, well-armed Americans. Law-abiding Americans should have the right to not only bear and keep arms, but also to defend their lives. Something that has not been focused on. Right now, as I speak, I am on a college campus. And virtually all college campuses today, although it is changing and Texas is trying to change it, are gun-free zones. Criminals, people with mental issues, terrorists. They look for easy targets. They case the place. That's exactly what this shooter did. He went to the Pulse gay nightclub repeatedly. He also went to Disneyland. He was planning well in advance to kill people. He passed a background check. Yes, he passed it. He was a security guard. And I emphasize this, and more is coming out, we are told if you see something, report something. Well, the American people did that. And the FBI twice put him on a watch list but took him off. But a number of people had reported him that this gentleman, this person, has problems. But he wasn't stopped. No law, no fly list, or for that matter a watch list, is going to stop a committed radical Islamist from killing. They will steal the guns if they have to. They will buy them on the black market, or they'll have someone else buy the guns for them. That is just reality. Now, I want to play one other clip. It's 7 minutes, and this is one of the best pieces on gun control that I've run across. It's somewhat staged in that I want you to imagine that we have a new president, and he's addressing a joint session of Congress. Listen to what the new president has to say.
And now we must turn to the issue of gun violence in America today. Because the latest mass shootings in Aurora, Colorado, and Newtown, Connecticut leave us all, liberal and conservative, Republican and Democrat, appalled and disgusted at the carnage. Now, some people, and that includes many of you in this room tonight, want to place the blame for this horror on things like 30-round magazines or semi-automatic rifles. We want to blame something, anything, that we can control. But what we really want to ban is violence and murder and insanity. Now, we don't talk about that, though, because deep in our hearts, each of us knows that violence and murder and insanity are built into the human condition and likely always will be. You know, there are two kinds of animals in this world, predators and prey. No one watches a leopard chase down a gazelle and denies that the gazelle has a right to use its hooves and horns to protect itself from the predator. But there are people in this room tonight and all across the country who would deny that same right to self-defense to other human beings. Such people seem to think that the way to stop the leopard is to cut the horns off of the gazelle, that by somehow making it easier for the predator will simply go away. My friends, this is insane. When you make it easier for the predator, you get more predators. So let's start with the so-called assault weapons, more properly known as semi-automatic rifles. In 2011, the total firearm murders came to 8,583, according to the FBI. Now, during that time, the total murders committed by rifles, all rifles, not just semi-automatic rifles, were 323. That's 3% of all murders. Hammers and clubs kill half again as many people as rifles. Hands and feet murder twice as many. And knives kill five times more Americans than all rifles combined. Preventable medical errors kill about 98,000 people per year. Medical malpractice kills more than 12 times as many people as are murdered in the U.S. each year. That's more than 300 times the number killed by all rifles, not just the so-called assault rifles. And yet, no one talks about limits on hammers or knives or doctors or hospitals. No one does that because the good we perceive from hammers and knives and doctors far outweigh their perceived harm. And yet, studies show that firearms prevent anywhere from 800,000 to over 2 million violent crimes every year. The lowest estimate means that 100 times more violent crimes were prevented with firearms than the total murders committed with firearms. That's 100 times as many. Now, in October of 2007, Amanda Collins was walking to her car after a night class at the University of Nevada at Reno. Amanda had a concealed carry permit for her 9mm Glock that she carried for self-defense. Unfortunately for Amanda, UNR is, like most college campuses, a gun-free zone. So, like the law-abiding citizen that she is, she did not have her gun with her in this gun-free zone when she was attacked by James Bila. Bila raped her on the UNR campus less than 300 yards from the campus police office. He then walked away, and a few months later, this human predator went on to murder 19-year-old Brianna Dennison. Amanda Collins went on to say, quote, "I know, having been the first victim, that Brianna Dennison would still be alive had I been able to defend myself that night," unquote. Therefore, I am directing the virtual attorney general to aggressively challenge any gun control laws that violate Amanda Collins' right not to be raped and Brianna Dennison's right not to be murdered. You're not forced to abandon your First Amendment right when you enter Chicago or New York, or your Fifth Amendment rights when you walk onto a college campus. As virtual president, I will veto on the spot without hesitation, but with a great deal of pleasure, any and all attempts to destroy any of the Bill of Rights, of the Constitution of the United States of America. Because when it's all said and done, the Second Amendment to the Constitution is not there to protect us against criminals, and the people calling for gun control know this. That's why they want gun control instead of crime control. That's why they want laws that, at the stroke of a pen, turn law-abiding citizens into criminals. The Second Amendment is there to protect the American people from tyranny. The Second Amendment is there to protect the American people from politicians. The Second Amendment is there to protect the American people from us. Now, some politicians claim America deserves a vote on this issue. Okay, let's have a vote. Those of you advocating infringement on the right of the people to keep and bear arms need to go to the American people with the 28th Amendment, which would simply read, "The Second Amendment to the Constitution is hereby repealed." That would, for the first time, give you the legal authority to do what you have been doing and what you are trying to do now in direct violation of your oath of office to defend the entire Constitution of the United States, not just the parts you happen to approve of. So go ahead, go to the American people and tell them that ultimate power is no longer to be vested in the people who can't be trusted with that power, according to you. Tell them only the government can have that power now. You go out there and try to convince the people of the 38 states that you're going to need to get that amendment passed to agree with your opinion of them versus their opinion of you. I dare you. 12 million unarmed men, women, and children were unable to resist being murdered by their own national socialist government in Germany. Perhaps 50 million unarmed men, women, and children were murdered by their own Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. 50 million Chinese murdered by their own government under Mao, who also disarmed his people. And in Cuba, and in Vietnam, and in the killing fields of Cambodia. Now you say that can't happen here? You say we're protected? By what? By the Constitution that you're in the process of destroying? You are in violation of your oaths of office by so much as introducing this legislation, let alone passing it. My fellow Americans, the previous inhabitants of this chamber watched as 100 million people were murdered after being disarmed by their own governments. Every single one of those men, women, and children were as real and precious and irreplaceable as the children at Newtown. And I tell you here and now that I will be damned if I will let that happen to the American people.
I couldn't agree more. Well said. And that's a clip in my notes that you can get by going to pronkpops.wordpress.com. It's entitled, "The Best 7 Minutes on Gun Control I Have Ever Seen and Heard." That is what the lying lunatic left in this country is doing and has been doing for the last couple of days. Using the deaths of 49 Americans killed by a radical Islamic terrorist. Oh yes, he was an American citizen. He was born here. But it was his faith that motivated him, that inspired him to kill. He thought he was going to heaven. He thought he was doing the right thing. Killing the Christians, killing the Crusaders, killing the homosexuals. Oh, he had mental problems. You better believe he did. He had issues. And what did he pick? A gun-free zone. I am sitting in a gun-free zone now. Other than a womb, if you're a child in the womb of the mother, that's probably the most dangerous place to be, especially if you're black. But next to that, gun-free zones are a problem. Both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are right. If we had several people armed in that gun-free zone, many of the people that were killed and wounded would probably be alive today and uninjured. We have the Second Amendment to protect us against the radical leftist in this country, starting with President Obama and Hillary Clinton, that if they had the votes, would disarm all Americans. They are violating their oaths, and they're not enforcing the law. They are encouraging illegal aliens to invade this country. They want open borders so they can get the votes. That's what this is about. It's politics. Don't fall for the tears and the emotions of President Obama. They're fake. Both Hillary Clinton and President Obama have a well-deserved reputation for being habitual liars. They're all about getting power and keeping power. And their grand strategy is to promote mass immigration into this country by tens of millions of people so that ultimately these tens of millions of people become U.S. citizens and vote Democratic. And once that happens, they will go after your rights that are contained in the Constitution, especially your right to free speech, to practice your religion, as well as the right to keep and bear arms. It is politics, and it's pathetic politics, because what we're facing endangers all Americans, including these very left-wing lying lunatics. There'll be, many of them will be the ones that will die. Don't fall for their lies. Don't be distracted by their rhetoric. Don't fall for a straw man that Barack Obama always uses to try to convince you. The issue is not gun control. There is no law that could ever be written that's going to stop a criminal, or for that matter, a tyrant, or a government from taking your guns away. You see, governments kill people. They killed him in Nazi Germany. They killed him in the Soviet Union. They killed the people in communist China, Cuba, country after country. Governments disarm their people first. That's what tyrants do. They go after the guns. Because once they have a disarmed public, they have control over you. And that's what we're talking about. This election is about trust. Who do you trust? I don't trust Barack Obama, and I certainly do not trust Hillary Clinton. And it's time for the American people to make their views known. Now, I should say something very political, and I will. I hope they continue talking this way. Now, why do I say that? The American people, by a vast majority, will defend their Second Amendment rights and vote out of office any representative, any senator, and any candidate that wants to be president that shows any indication of trying to take away the Second Amendment rights of the American people. The American people are not fooled by their arguments. The only ones that truly believe them are the true believers on the left. No law stops a criminal that wants to rob you, take your property, rape you, harm you, kill you. No law is going to stop that. There's never a law that's been written that stops crime. Notice it's two lawyers, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, that should know this. And maybe they don't teach it at Harvard or Yale. Maybe they teach the law is everything and the law will make you free. No, it doesn't make you free. If you want to be free, you have to defend your freedom. You have to defend the Constitution. You have to defend your right to bear arms. What they are doing is betraying their oath of office, and they're trying to limit your rights on the Constitution. They're trying to eliminate your rights of due process by arbitrarily putting you on a no-fly list. And the same really goes to the watch list. If you think and suspect and have evidence that someone is engaged in criminal activity, go to the courts, get your warrant, either an arrest warrant or a search warrant, and prosecute them. That's the law. Enforce the law. That's what the American people want. They don't want you to go after law-abiding American citizens. They want you to be honest with them and tell the truth. What's going on here? Ted Cruz told the truth. This is not about guns. I'm not afraid of guns. I've yet to see a walking down the hallway a gun or a knife flying through the air. Inanimate objects don't kill you. It's human beings that use inanimate objects that will definitely kill you. The problem in the United States is we do have violent people. We have people that have sanity issues. They have mental issues. And now we have people that are religious fanatics that they believe they're doing Allah or God's directives to go after the Christians, the Crusaders, the infidels. And they're all over this country. And Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are for open borders. You see, if you want to protect the American people, first and foremost, you don't go after the Second Amendment. Now, it doesn't mean you have to buy a gun, whether it's a pistol or a rifle. That's your choice. That's very much your freedom. You don't have to protect yourself, your family, your property. You can rely on the police. And what happens? Most likely, if you're unarmed in a gun-free zone, you will be one of the victims. It is only well-armed, law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights. In other words, are able to protect themselves against criminals, terrorists, and yes, tyrants that will stop this carnage. We've seen what happened in Germany, Russia, China, when their entire population was either disarmed or had to register their guns. And the Nazis proceeded to knock on their door and take their guns. And if you didn't produce them, you most likely were imprisoned or even executed. And that has been the history of man since the very beginning. You see, the state has always been predators, and you are the prey. You don't let them get away with this. You must, if you love yourself, your family, your friends, your freedom, You have to resist this lurch to tyranny. And your only real protection today is the U.S. Constitution, your Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments. The American people will not let any politician, Democrat, Republican, socialist, whatever the label, take away this precious right that the founding fathers knew stood between you and a future political tyrant. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, if they could, would repeal the Second Amendment. If that's what they want to do, then be my guest and go to the American people and say that. Tell the truth. I want to get rid of the Second Amendment. I don't want you to have the right to defend yourselves, to bear and keep arms. That's what I want. We've seen all this killing. You got to hand in your guns. Do it. I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to win. You're not going to be able to change the Constitution because the American people, the majority, not everybody, are not stupid. They're not naive. And that's the problem. These elitists think they're smarter than you. We're going to pull a fast one. No, they're not. They will be defeated at the ballot box. And if they ever try to take the guns, you don't think the American people are going to resist and be in open rebellion? Do you think local police departments are crazy enough to try to take, confiscate someone's guns? Deep down, the Democrats, these leftists, know it's a losing cause. But they keep trying any way they can, by executive action, by regulation, by tax, to take your guns. They're very, very persistent on this. Because they know that if they should succeed in taking your Second Amendment rights by repealing the Second Amendment and taking your guns, there's nothing then to stop them in engaging and becoming unlimited tyrants, dictators. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dealing with a bunch of power freaks, control freaks, and you need to stop them. They will use any crisis to try to disarm you. That's what they're about. It is certainly not about gun control. The threat here are terrorists as well as well-armed criminals. That should be stopped. Let me conclude with a little humorous clip, because some of you are going to argue, well, you haven't read the Second Amendment. Well, let's read, or have someone read for us, the Second Amendment.
Read the words. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, sure, you need an organized military force to defend your country, but the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. This is the people, in contrast with the militia. It doesn't say the right of the militia to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It says the right of the people. Now, why the word people? Because the people who wrote this had just fought a war for 2 years against a tyrannical state militia. They knew the time might come when they'd have to do that again. So they made the possession of weapons a right that the militia could never take away. Now, gun control advocates say the phrasing is clumsy, and the comma separating the state from the people is just a pause to get your breath.
That argument I heard this morning on a call-in show. Now, the host was smart enough to say, that's beneath you. That's nonsense. You see, I have read the Constitution. I have read the Second Amendment. And I understand why they put it in. It has stopped tyrants such as President Obama, who has demonstrated repeatedly that he's dishonored his oath of office and is not enforcing many laws, and the most obvious is immigration law. He thinks he can fool you, but the American people are no longer fooled by his many lies and his many straw men. Oh, there is support for him, as is there support for Hillary. But the majority of the American people will not let them take their Second Amendment rights. They will fight tooth and nail to stop would-be tyrants. With that, let me close with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.